President Chaos. This country is a complex place. This world is a complex world. To govern such a place, indeed, such an empire, takes wisdom, insight, and knowledge from the finest minds. And even then, nothing is guaranteed, as shown by the great debacle in Iraq. Iraq was driven by emotion, and emotions can lead to disaster. In America today, the country is led by a man who is led by emotions. It is led by hatred, pique, insecurity, and ego, emotions. Like a child, it can turn on a dime, raging like a wildfire, or as cold as a glacier. Emotions are ultimately unstable. They turn and twist like a weather vane in the wind. President Trump is that weather vane, turning, twisting, blowing. All those who do not embrace him are enemies. All the rest, servants of an unstable mind. Meanwhile, the world looks on in sometimes silent wonder. A few weeks ago, Trump brought his reality show to the General Assembly of the United Nations. In the midst of one of his campaign speeches, the UN burst into laughter, not with him, but at him. These men and women, the world's most esteemed diplomats, were laughing at the President of the United States. We've seen a leader who ignores or berates his advisors, a leader who damns and dogs the press, a leader who treats the Constitution with unbridled contempt, a man at war with his own government, a man at war with himself. A few days ago, millions of Americans delivered a massive rebuke, led mostly by women. I think more will be seen before this is over. While the president steers the cauldron of chaos. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.